जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन डीवीडी संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य चल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड के राज गोवर्धन की ब्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुरा धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया की जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी की श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 7, text 55. Suta uvacha Arjuna sahasa gyaya Harir hardam athasina Manim jahara murdhanyam द्विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् सुत उवाच अर्जुन सहसा ज्ञाय हरिर्हार्दम् अथासिना मणिं जहार मूर्धन्यम् द्विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् सुत उवाच अर्जुन सहसा ज्ञाय हरिर्हार्दम् अथासिना मणिं जहार मूर्धन्यम् द्विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् सुत उवाच अर्जुन सहसा ज्ञाय हरेर्हार्दम् अथासिना मणिजहार मूर्धन्यम् विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् सुत उवाच अर्जुन सहसा ज्ञाय हरेर्हार्दमथासिना मणिजहार मूर्धन्यम् विजस्य सह मूर्धजम् सुत उवाच
అర్జునః సాగ్యాయ హరిర్హార్దమథాసినా మణిజహారమూర్ధన్యం ద్విజస్య సహమూర్ధజం. లేడీస్, సూత ఉవాచ అర్జునః సహసాగ్యాయ హరిర్హార్దం మథాసినః మణిజహారమూర్ధన్యం ద్విజస్య సహమూర్ధజం. సూత ఉవాచ సహసాగ్యాయ హరేరార్ధముతాసినా మణిజహారమూర్ధన్యం ద్విజస్య సహమూర్ధజం. సూత ఉవాచ అర్జునా సహసాగ్యాయ హరేరార్ధముతాసినా మణిజహారమూర్ధన్యం ద్విజస్య సహమూర్ధజం.
The word for word meanings of the verse is as follows. Sutaha, Suta Goswami, Uvacha, said, Arjunaha, Arjuna, Sahasa, just at that time, Agyaya, knowing it, Harehe, of the Lord, Hardam, motive, atha, does, asina, by the sword, manim, the jewel, jahara, separated, murdhanyam, on the head, dvijasya, of the twice born, saha, with, murdhajam, hairs. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Just then, Arjuna could understand the motive of the Lord by His equivocal orders. And thus, with His sword, He severed both hair and jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. Purport. Contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. Therefore, a compromise was selected by Arjun by his sharp intelligence, and he separated the jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. This was as good as cutting off his head, and yet his life was saved for all practical purposes. Here Ashwatthama is indicated as twice born. Certainly he was twice born, but he fell down from his position and therefore he was properly punished.
వందేయం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగర జాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం పదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
Such a joy to see a temple hall full of devotees. Last Sunday, one of our devotees shared a picture of how the temple hall looks. So, in COVID times, you say that this brought back fond memories of just 14, 18 months have passed, but there have been such a time of upheaval. So, before entering into the discussion for this verse, this is the first week of December and we have already begun our Srila Prabhupada marathon of distributing books. So Sunday is the day we will be giving you a short rundown as to what is happening. We have so many things happening. Devotees doing Bhagavad Gita part, chanting Gita verses in people's homes and requesting the host to sponsor Bhagavad Gita's. We have a bus party. A small vehicle with few brahmacharis, and this time Madan Gopal Prabhu, he invited us to his kshetra, Ratnagiri, and they are doing books by putting bookstalls or going to factories and various other means. Mumbai, it was a time when we would have 10, 12 tables at various railway stations. So that model is gone. We cannot do that anymore. Do you know what was Prabhupada's response when material nature would change something and all of devotees' assumptions or whatever we were thinking is of no use? Prabhupada would say, tax your brains. Your brains have been given by Krishna, not for taxing, but for understanding how to make the best use of this particular situation. One of my favorite examples is Prabhupada's letter, short letter in the early, late 60s or early 70s. Prabhupada said, airport Sankirtan should go on. Sankirtan here means chanting. So obviously at that time in the 60s and 70s, if somebody is going somewhere, you know how close you could go? Just like in a railway station, you can go right up to his compartment. Especially in India, like just a few days ago, I was on this train to Mathura, and you go there and you can't keep your luggage. So I said, so many of you here? They said, no, there are only two passengers. Six of us have just come to accompany them. So that's the Indian way of seeing somebody off. Believe it or not, this was how, not exactly, but you could go to the airport at least till the security clearance. Right? So ISKCON devotees had a field day in doing chanting, doing books. Today,
హాఫ్ అ కిలోమీటర్ బిఫోర్ ద ఎయిర్పోర్ట్ యు ఆర్ అలౌడ్, యు ఆర్ ఆస్క్డ్ అబౌట్ యువర్ బోర్డింగ్ పాస్, అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ యూ కుడ్ సే దట్ డోంట్ గో ఇన్ సైడ్. సో వాట్ డు వి డూ? సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ట్యాక్స్ యువర్ బ్రెయిన్స్. ద గురు ఈస్ సేయింగ్ ట్యాక్స్ యువర్ బ్రెయిన్స్. And what is Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita? Anybody who is taxing his brains in the service of Guru, I provide knowledge. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mam upayanti te. How you can come to me? So basically bhakti seva, devotional service, is like a transcendental pact. A treaty between Guru and Krishna. Krishna's Mayadevi does something, we are confused, we go to Guru. Guru says, pray to Krishna. Krishna gives intelligence, with that intelligence we serve Guru. The loop is complete. So, after the discussion about the main subject matter of this verse, we will have a short discussion on the marathon at the end of our discussion today. So, a few days ago, I think on Ekadashi, one lady came and said that I hear your classes online, Chaupati Temple classes. And she was thinking that this particular episode, I think it is going on since text 40 maybe. Let me check. Yeah. So text 40 is Krishna examining Arjuna in religion, encouraging Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya Ashwatthama. And Arjuna did not like the idea of killing him, although he was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members. So text 40 to 55, just three more verses and the chapter is wrapped up. So, should Arjuna kill? Not kill? Draupadi is saying, don't kill him. Munchatam, munchatam. Nitaram Guru. She uses a very strong word that he is the son of our Guru. My dear husband Arjun, you owe your understanding of archery, your Dhanur Vidya to him. In the sense, his father. How can you kill him? And Bhagavatam describes Draupadi as Vama Swabhava. Very kind-hearted, good-natured. So we have had devotees delving deep into Shastra. I think somebody found out that for bhakti, a woman's body is better than a male's body. You all agree? All the gents are saying maybe, but all the ladies are happy. In the teachings of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada says this very clearly, that in any religious gathering, you see women in more numbers. Women are simple by nature. And they are also inclined towards bhakti by nature. Well, there are also other statements in Bhagavatam which say something else. But the fact is this, that what are you supposed to do? In our English, one English writing course, it is said that a comma, one comma can be dangerous. Kill him, not let him. Kill him, not let him. Five words. So if you put the comma after not, kill him not. Let him. Release him. And if you put the comma after him, kill him. Not let him. So that can happen. In Maharashtrian politics, there was this Raghunath Rao and this famous thing, Dhacha Ma.
something something, that fellow's name, he asks, Dharave, catch him. And I think his stepmother or something, she just made, put her kajal. I don't know whether it was a real fact, but just to add some embellishment, this thing was said that, and she made the dha into ma. So Dharave becomes Marave. So those hired assassins, they thought that, okay, if you want to catch him, we'll catch him. If you want to kill him, we'll kill him. Today we find that Arjuna kind of has successfully passed the test. I've already kind of disclosed that Arjuna has passed the test. But we will see how. We'll also see how in your and my life today, will such a kind of thing happen? I feel surely. And I hope that the examples or whatever we discuss may appeal to your common sense, and you also will understand something about the nature of how Bhagavatam kind of gives us intelligence. In the first canto, Bhagavatam is described as what? Krishna Dyumani Nimloche. There is a sun in the sky and that sun has set. So if the sun has set, how do we see things? Puran arko adhuna uditaha. This Bhagavatam sun, Krishna's pastime sun has set and Bhagavatam sun has come up. This is the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam will help us to see, like Prabhupada explained somewhere, when the sun rises, three things can be seen. First is the sun itself. Common sense. If you ask anybody, where is the sun? And you show the sky, okay, here is the sun. Who helped you see the sun? The sun itself, right? Other than that, with so much of technology and so much of electrical advancement and everything, challenge all the nations of the world to shut off all the electric supply to factories and homes. Okay? That much electric supply should be given to one big torch or a flashlight. And it can put that in space and find out where the sun is now. You can't. You can only see the sun when the sun decides to rise. That's how things are arranged. Yachakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta murtir ashesha teja yasyagnaya bhramati sambrita kala chakro govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The sun is described as yachakshu. The sun is the eye of the universe. Savita means the sun. Sakala grahanam raja, the king of the planets. Samasta suramurtir, chief of the demigods. Ashesha teja. You may say that there is a petrol shortage here, there is a natural gas shortage, there is a sugar shortage. What if there is a fire shortage on the sun? Can we send some furnace oil or some wood? What if the sun decides to ask each and every one of us his bill? For so many years you are taking my sunshine. Your mobile bill comes, telephone bill comes, gas bill comes, electricity bill comes. What about the sunshine? All we can do is, sorry, we can't pay. So we see the sun.
The sun helps us see ourselves. You stand in front of a mirror and you can see how you are. Now some people have a habit of standing for hours in front of a mirror. My nose is a little bit too short. My eyes are a little bit too almond shaped. Or if my cheekbones would have been a bit lesser or whatever. So you see the sun, you see yourself, and you also see the world around you. All three things are impossible if the sun doesn't rise. Similarly, with the help of Krishna, first thing you see the sun with the help of the sun. So you understand Krishna only when Krishna reveals himself. Other than that is not possible. People ask that while Krishna was there, everybody accepted him as God? Obviously, why they should not? Very few accepted him as God. Some of them, in front of them, Krishna could show so many miracles. But they said, he's a magician. Kamsa says, this is there in the Nectar of Devotion. This boy picked up a rock. There was a water snake and he danced with him. And you call him God? Now, is Govardhan a pebble or a rock? Try walking around it 21 kilometers. And is Kaliya a simple water snake? So what happens to these demoniac mindsets? There is so much of envy, that is envy, arrogance, stupidity, they all become curtains around your eyelids. And you can't see Krishna's greatness. So with the help of Krishna, we can see Krishna. With the help of Krishna, we can see ourselves. Who am I? The Greek philosopher said, know yourself first. But how do I know myself? If you ask your parents, who am I? Say, you are our son. If you ask your brothers and sisters, who am I? You are our sibling. If you ask your employer, who am I? You are our servant. If you ask your friends, who am I? You are part of our company. You may say, everybody is giving me an answer from their point of view. Who am I really? Your name is Santosh Sharma. You sign it. So many documents throughout your life. It is your soul, Santosh Sharma. One moment, new body, new identity. It is Krishna only who can tell you, my dear Jiva, you belong to me. I claim you. You may say, I don't think I have anything to do with you, but I feel like that. Mam eva ansha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. It is Krishna who, as they say in Hindi, danke ki chot par. Krishna is claiming all of us. But only we feel that, really? I am your part and parcel? I don't think so. So we say that, where were you all these years? Krishna says, I reserve the right to ask the question. Where were you all these lifetimes? What has become here? And the Upanishads give us the answer. Actually, Krishna is a next door neighbor. Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakhaya Samana Vriksha Parisvajjate. Dva, two. Suparna, birds. Sitting on the branch of a same tree. Dva Suparna Sayuja. They're so close. You heard of this word Sayuja? So you're Sayuja. Yuj means two. Sakhaya, they are friends. The only thing is that one friend is looking this way.
looking at the fruits of the tree, whatever new fruit comes, oh, that is exciting. Or there's a new serial on Netflix. Or there's a new World Cup coming up. All these are new things. These are like fruits growing on the tree. And as soon as there's a fruit, this bird goes and peck, 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 try to taste it. Phew, bitter. Sometimes there is happiness. Sometimes there is bitterness. Sometimes there is a simple, bland thing, neither happy nor bitter. But whatever might be the fruit's taste, the end result is pure, unadulterated frustration. That's what Upanishads say. So then what he is supposed to do? He is only supposed to look towards his friend. That's all. Asya mahima vita shoka. If you turn towards your friend and you understand the glories of your friend, all your shoka, lamentation will be dried out. So Krishna helps you see Krishna himself. Krishna helps you see yourself. And then Krishna also helps you see the world around you. Take away the sun, three things are impossible. Take away Krishna, these three things are impossible. In a typical Indian marriage scene, everywhere, north, south, east, west, doesn't matter which community, once the girl gets married, it's like if you chart it on a flow chart, it's like A is the girl, B is the husband. So like one arrow goes from A to B and 45 new relations are born. Isn't it? In some really joint families, this is the husband's second brother, then his wife, her sister, third brother, fourth brother, fifth sister. God, so many relations born. How come? Just by this one relationship. Take out this one relationship and no more relationship with anybody else. So similarly, take out Krishna from your life. You don't have relationship with anybody in this world. And then you have our poet saying, nobody is a friend and nobody is a well-wisher, and there is no love here. So why such frustration? Because that one connection is not there. People talk of Vishwa Bandhutva, the brotherhood of man. So Prabhupada's teachings say, brotherhood is okay. What about fatherhood? If the father is not in place, brothers will fight. Prabhupada tells a humorous story of a father telling his sons that, okay, you can massage me. So four sons, one is catching right hand, one left hand, right leg, left leg. And while they are massaging, they have a disagreement between themselves. And somebody says, if you don't do that, I'll be very unhappy. Oh, I will not do that. Shut up. You shut up. And while they are expressing their anger, they are beating up their father. So the father says, hey, stop. They say, no, we want to serve you. There is no doubt about that. We want to serve you. He said, your service will cost me my life. So the fatherhood of Krishna, the importance of understanding Krishna. And we will see how even in this episode, ultimately it is the understanding of Krishna that sorts out everything. So, as I said, about 15 verses before this, Arjuna is encouraged to kill. Then Draupadi intervenes and says, I don't agree with this. We should not kill him. Text 50, the same chapter, text 50, you have this whole scenario. I tried to plot it out on a blank piece of paper. So begins with Draupadi saying, I hope almost all of you know the backstory. I'll just repeat it very shortly, very succinctly. The war is over. Most probably the Pandavas have won. Duryodhana is still alive. Ashwatthama is still alive. Ashwatthama is very angry that the Pandavas have won. And he wants to do something for his own guru, for his own leader, Duryodhana. But what can he do? So therefore he shoots a Brahmastra trying to kill Parikshit Maharaj. Krishna saves. Another Brahmastra trying to end the Pandavas. Still Krishna saves. So, there is one incident in between. Why he wants to kill the Pandavas? Because he tried to come to the camp of the Pandavas and thinking there are five people sleeping, he just chops off their neck. Pack, 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 one after another. And brings those heads to Duryodhana. And Duryodhana is asking, what happened? He says, I killed the Pandavas. You wanted this? There are no more Pandavas living now. So they were in a sack. Duryodhana checked the heads. They cracked. Imagine the power of these people at the time. And he said, hey, these are the heads of young boys. These are not the Pandavas. And when you found them, there must be a sixth person. There must be a sixth person somewhere. Krishna must be there. He said, no, Krishna was not there. He said, then impossible that these are Pandavas. See, this is even Duryodhana could understand that Pandavas would never sleep without Krishna being there. So, then his throwing of Brahmastra and all these things. And now Arjuna is angry. Arjuna pursues Ashwatthama. He is running away. Then he climbs down from his chariot, starts running on foot. Arjuna also starts running on foot, catches him, binds him like an animal. Pashuvat. And is being brought, thinking that Draupadi could be happy. Instead, Draupadi shows that part of her personality. Like in the Mahabharata, many times, Draupadi, one thing I remember is, in the kingdom of Virat, where the Pandavas are staying for 1 year, incognito, nobody can find them out. So she asked Bhima that, how can you sleep at night? So, for almost 12 years plus the one intense year, these Pandava brothers and their wife, they are only thinking of revenge, 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 revenge. We have to do something about the Kauravas. But now, sudden turn. Why? Because they are thinking people. So what is that particular thought which Draupadi has kind of exercised? I lost my sons. Alright? What will bring them back? Nothing. Alright, it has given me sorrow. I know, I've cried. Already, massive human slaughter on such a big scale. But this fellow Ashwatthama, he happens to be the son of our guru, and then our guru is a Brahmana. This fellow also is a Brahmana. And I don't want his mother to lament like me. Now this is a gold nugget kind of a thought process. When you feel that the other person, no need for him to lament. I have done my lamentation, whatever it is. If by killing him I could get my sons back, then there would be something, but there is no way they can come back.
So Draupadi is saying we should release him. Yudhishthir Maharaj, very intense thinker throughout the Mahabharata, he says, I agree. Seeing Yudhishthir Maharaj agreeing, Arjuna also surprisingly says, I agree. Krishna says, I agree. Nakula, Sahadev, twins, they say, we agree. Yuyudhan, the name of Satyaki, he says, I agree. All the ladies present there, they say, we all agree. All the others present there, they also say, we agree. And then Bhimsen says, what has happened to you lot? Eh? You lost your brains or something? I disagree. Kill him. Now, this is something serious. So therefore, we have here Prabhupada's statement that contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. The fact of life. I'm not a coder or a computer science person, but we all experience our computer getting hanged. You know that? You have experience, your computer gets hanged. They say that if every time Windows hangs and if Bill Gates has to give $1, he would be bankrupt by now. The only solution for Windows program when it hangs is to just shut it off, let it cool for some time and then again start. Maybe it will work. So, it's like if something doesn't work in your home, you say, let us close all windows and hope things happen. A simple understanding of thought process getting hanged is like there is a family of, say, 10 people, okay? And they have one servant. So, in the morning, they are all assembled and he starts asking them, breakfast mein kya lenge? What will you have for breakfast? So the father says, toast. The son says, sandwich. The mother says, pehla dining table clean karo. The son says, mera geezer pehla chalu karo. Kharab ho gaya hai. The sister, the daughter says, lawn mein kechue ho gaye hain, unko saaf karo pehle. So, it's like he goes towards the kitchen and the son says, geezer. So he goes to the geezer, the daughter says, lawn. He goes to the lawn, the father says, sandwich. So basically, he is obeying all of them, mind you. Imagine this scenario. He is somewhere and there are 6 people giving different kinds of instructions. Somebody says, go here. So he goes there. Go there first. He goes there. Go here first. But after 1 hour you find he has not gone anywhere. Because the moment he goes, he is equidistant from all of them. So he is safe. But the moment he goes towards one particular destination for fulfilling that thing, he is told that, do this first. So your computer, when it is kind of given, what they say in Sanskrit, paraspar virodhi, mutually opposite instructions, or there is insufficient resources. People have given very nice names for all these things. There is an infinity loop. Just goes on and on and on and on and on. And finally, how do you know that the computer has hanged? You type in the keyboard, nothing comes up. So there is no kriti, there is no activity, there is no resultant activity after this has happened. So similarly, contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. Prabhupada makes a very bold statement. I think Brajbihari Prabhu in his class mentioned this. Therefore, a compromise was selected. Now, this word, people say, look, I am reasonable. But why should I compromise? Why not the other guy? If you look at world problems today, India-Pakistan border problem, Palestine-Israel border problem, practically any border problem, trade union management negotiations, it's always, why should I compromise? Why don't you tell that person to compromise? It's a fact of life. In the West, it is called a staring match. And whoever blinks first loses. So nobody wants to blink. So I'll begin the unraveling of this particular scenario as to, is compromise a defeat? Is compromise a letdown? Is it or is it loss? The world around us feels it like your loss. And in such, and Kali Yuga, one devotee humorously told me that, Kali means, what does Kali mean? Quarrel, hypocrisy. And Yuga, what does Yuga mean? Yuga means age, but he took the meaning of Yuga means two. Yugal Naam, Yugal Sarkar, you see? Radha Krishna is called Yugal, two. So Kali Yuga means, wherever there are two people, there will be quarrel. Very simple. Actually, if somebody wants, he can quarrel himself also. We are quite adept at that. But normally it is said that when there are two, there is quarrel. And therefore, I talked of three things, disappointment or loss or feeling let down. All these are truths. All these are relative truths, but truths. And sometimes, more than the outcome of something, it is the insult which rubs into our memory. Kali Yuga, you see so many different kinds of examples. What I see here is Draupadi's nature is described as Vama, very kind-hearted. But surprisingly, let us see what Prabhupada talks about the practical reality of her nature in our life here. Just a moment, I just had this in my mind. Yeah. She is mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, Prabhupada is saying, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean that he is as good as a genuine Brahmana. She is saying something. Our acharyas are praising her on her own standalone merit. Okay, this is a good nature, but don't do it. Why is that? You may say, wow, Bhagavatam says something and we should not do that. We are supposed to follow Bhagavatam, aren't we? We are all coming here utilizing our time and you are telling here that don't follow Bhagavatam. Wait.
Don't jump to conclusions.
There was a man, a holy man, with a very big beard. The beard would come round his navel. And one day while doing his sadhana under a tree, a black ant just fell. Now these ants are all running around, scurrying around branches. And because of some wind, gale, he just fell. And directly fell on his beard. So he said, now I have to do something. And then he looked up. And then he saw hundreds and hundreds of black ants. He said, oh, he is separated from his community. So what do I do now? Normally if you see a black ant, you'll say, tch. If you're chanting or whatever. But he says, no, I have to do something. So he carefully manages his... Now that black ant also is finding out, kahan phas gaya main, where am I? And he's trying to make sense of the whole thing, big jungle for him. And our holy man starts climbing the tree. Okay? And it's like almost 2.5 stories, 20 to 25 feet. So slowly he climbs up. And he's thinking that, does he belong to this community on the left side or on the right side? Well, I don't really know. He said, let him find out. At least I'll keep him in his community. So he went and put his beard near a particularly dense group of black ants who were doing whatever their business is. And he's urging him, go. Now, I don't think they understand human language. So he was not going. Now, instead of, he was putting his beard towards the branch and he's saying, come on, get down, I have to do my important business. But he was not doing that. All of a sudden, 25 black ants rushed in. And he's saying, good heavens, this is too problematic. Some of them managed to come near his chin and started biting. The long and short of the story is, he lost his balance, he jumped down, and then he found that there are still about few dozens of black ants in his beard. He wanted to save one. What was he doing now? They were all biting him. He was crushing all of them. He knocked out the last one and then he found out that I tried to save one. That was not solved. I ended up killing 24. Now, does it mean that one should not show compassion? Certainly not. One friend of mine was at Agra station or somewhere in near that, maybe Agra only, big junction. So, a man was begging. He was claiming that I have very poor eyesight. Please help me. Or actually he was saying that he is blind. Andhe lachar ko kuch de do, something like that. Now he didn't really had any interest in giving. But he kept on going through that same platform length. And finally when the train was about to start, he thought, maybe I should give something. Maybe. So he took out 10 bucks, 10 rupees, and he handed him through the window. Now, just fate would have it, there was some problem on the track. And just going about 15 paces, the train again stopped. And then he saw this beggar. Now he could see very properly. And he was buying some biddies. So he said, my goodness. So when the train is stopped, he is blind. And when the train moves away, he can see nicely. So he said, I take a vow. I will never ever give any beggar anything again. There is this feeling that someone cheated me. And suddenly nobody likes that feeling that I got cheated. In buyer behavior, psychologists have studied, there is something called buyer rationalization. You buy something and somebody says, how much was this for? Like let's say you bought this Grantha stand. Oh, I took it from Vrindavan. 580 rupees. I saw in Jagannath Puri for 200 rupees. How come it is so cheap there? But this wood from Vrindavan is more pure, you know. That's why I prefer things from Vrindavan. And Bhagavatam was also spoken near Vrindavan. Therefore, this is called buyer rationalization. You have no reply to the fact that this is 380 rupees cheaper than what you paid for. But you may have to say something like, oh, this is better quality. Or this wood really, I like the color of this wood. The Jagannath Puri ones are blackish. I don't like them. We all do that. Why are we studying these scenarios? We are understanding this one thing. What is compromise? Now forget Draupadi, forget Arjun, forget Ashwatthama. Now we are talking at our level. We as students of Bhagavatam, how do we make sense of this? So, there are three scenarios from the Bhagavatam itself. First is this thing called Draupadi's thing, compassion. And why Prabhupada is telling us, in your life, do not blindly follow Draupadi. Like you may say, oh, I also would like to say something like her. Somebody did something like what Ashwatthama did to me. Oh, but I'm compassionate. Your compassion could be at the level of that holy man for one black ant. If 50 rush in, you might end up killing 50. Similarly with renunciation, the ninth canto describes Maharaj Priyavrat, who was, he's a prince, so he was leading a life of a Kshatriya prince, doing managing, administration, and then he got detachment, which is very good. Detachment is not bad at all. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. So Vairagya is something which is always lauded. So he goes and starts performing tapasya. Full-fledged king, prince, and is now doing tapasya. And Brahma, his guru is Narad Muni. Priyavrata's guru is Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is very happy. And at that particular time, there is an emergency in the universe. And Brahmaji, Brahmadev says that, I need Priyavrata to come and start following his royal duties again. So, Priyavrata is praying to his guru. And his guru's guru comes there and says, release him, I want him for royal duties. So Priyavrata says, my only thing is, I just don't want to get entangled. And Brahmaji says, I'll take care of that. You won't become entangled. So he comes, marries, starts duties, and gets entangled. And you say, hey, you promised me I will not. Well, entanglement is the nature of this material world. You accept a woman, Kalatra. A wife is called Kalatra because once you accept her as a byproduct of your mindset that I need a wife, then there are other byproducts which come because of that byproduct. Expansions. Kalatra means expansions. Now sometimes you have male grihastha saying, kahan phas gaya main? So I heard one wife tell her husband that if you marry, if you have kids, then the kids have to be married and then their kids have to be married and it goes on and on and on. You don't say, kaha phas gaya main. When you entered into this thing, it was all bright, lit, nice, happy, happy, everything. So it's only when you cannot face the consequences, you say, arey, kaha phas gaya main. But this is Bhagavatam. Again, I'm saying, Bhagavatam, you are not supposed to be entangled. But it happened. But then again, Brahmaji gave him wisdom and saved him. So this is a Draupadi's thing, I'll classify it as extraneous compassion. Prabhupada is telling us, don't follow in your life if you don't have the adhikar. This is a case of renunciation, which also went towards a particular limit. And here Brahmaji is playing the role of a representative of Krishna, and I think that's not needed. So first compassion, second renunciation. Third scenario is of anger. They say, anger is one letter short of danger. So Dhruva Maharaj, we know the story, how he left for the forest. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He pleased Krishna. The Lord came as Chaturbhuj Narayan. He was speechless. So with his kambu, with his shankha, Lord Narayan touched his lips. Sar, 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 sar. Just like the flowing of the river Ganga, he started praising Krishna. And one of the most celebrated prayers is, Sthana bilashi tapasisitoham tvam praptavan devya munindra guhyam kachan vichinapi divya ratnam swamin kritartho asmi varam nayache. Oh my Lord, please give me a vardhan, please give me a blessing. Don't fulfill my wishes. Strange, isn't it? Why? He said, because what I thought was a jewel is actually a broken piece of glass, kacham. But what I got you is divya ratnam. So Dhruva Maharaj says, okay, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I don't want anything. And Krishna says, no, you take. No, Lord, I don't want it. No, you take. Please, I said, I'm really satisfied. See my heart, see my eyes brimming with tears. I am really satisfied. I came for a kingdom, but I don't require anything. Krishna says, please, take it. He says, I told you, seriously, watch my lips, I don't want it. Take it! He says, why? Because you are just an example. Millions of others would feel, ke, hey, you chant Hare Krishna, go to the temple, chant before Radha Gopinath, and when they say, what do you want? Then you are supposed to say, I don't want anything. All my desires are fulfilled. Immature people won't like that. They may say, I am fulfilled karne ke liye, and everybody is saying, I don't want, kya hai? They won't come to the process of devotion service. Do you understand? So, the world should understand that I have no issues giving anybody anything. And anybody anything has a small asterisk on it. And you go down to the paper, you will find no conditions apply. That is Krishna. He's not like somebody who says lowest EMI, lowest prices and conditions apply. What does it mean? It's not as cheap as it says, but Krishna actually says no conditions apply. So something like 36,000 years, Dhruva Maharaj was given Akshay Indriya Sukh. Your Indriyas will remain powerful, don't worry. For my sake, do it. He said, all right. And one day his brother Uttam, he went to the forest. Now sometimes you find that, in this forest, if you have somebody going there, they say in Hindi, tu tu mai mai, heard of it? So with some yaksha, he says, hey, move aside, this is my area, and some yakshas came and they killed him. Now Dhruva Maharaj is being told that your brother, there was some fight, some altercation, and he died. And he says, my brother, these measly yakshas, they think they can do this to me? Now it's not to you, they fought with your brother, and who knows what exactly was the altercation or how the fight started. He said, nothing doing. nothing doing. I am going to teach them a lesson they will never forget. So he goes there. And if you read the description, my goodness, he would put 3 arrows at a time, and he was such an archer. And then he started slaughtering the yakshas by the tens, then by the hundred, by the thousands. And then the yakshas are also very qualified warriors. They use magic, they use illusion, and there are lions and there are tigers, all illusory coming from space, and there is torrents of blood, all mess. Who's going to stop? It says here, compromise has to be done, but who's going to compromise? Now this anger, Dhruva Maharaja's anger is checked by Swayambhava Manu, who comes and says, my boy, enough. Both over here. There was a problem, there was a fight, and you said, but he started the fight. You know, normally, even in a rail, local train issue, if you ask somebody, or kids, you ask them, stop fighting. Who started it? He. They both could be like pointing at each other. So without Srimad Bhagavatam, without the intelligence of, without the wisdom of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explained that one teacher, when he would see that two students are having some kind of quarrel or mischief or whatever, he would just bring those two students in front of the class and tell one to catch the other's ears. Tell the other to catch the first one's ears. And the teacher would say, now rascal, pull. So you are very happy to pull his ears. He also is happy to pull your ears. So within no time, they are pulling each other's ears and both crying. Now, I read so much about Second World War, but when somebody talked to Prabhupada about Second World War, he gave this example. He said, one rascal is Churchill, the other rascal is Hitler. And the essence of, there are at least 100 thick, fat, 600 pages books, I have seen, there have been many others also. But Prabhupada's assessment is, one rascal is saying, sense gratification should be done this way. The other rascal is saying, no, sense gratification should be done that way. Prabhupada said, where is the dharma involved here? Is there any transcendental inquiry here? They are just fighting like rascals. So Maya Devi brings one big rascal, another big rascal, catch each other's ears and pull. And after 1939 to 1945, successfully fighting each other for 5 years, the only thing they understood was, why did we do it? This is Prabhupada's wisdom. So, compassion, important point. Renunciation, very important for spiritual life. And anger. Each and every case cannot be dealt with one broad brush. We all need specific guidance. And that specific guidance, Arjuna is the symbol for that. Prabhupada says here, Arjuna by his sharp intelligence, just a point I am presenting before all of you. How many people came Brahmanas? They are Brahmanas. Millions in India at least. A taxi wala says, this is my Brahmin thread, I am a Brahmana. So you may say, why are you plying a taxi? So, hardly anybody can claim to be a practicing intellectual of the kind of Brahmanas we see here. And therefore, cutting off his jewel. Now just see, Ashwatthama is such a great personality. Do you see anybody? You see so many with jewels, but what about somebody born with a jewel? So Arjuna exactly knew. Draupadi is saying, release him, that means he should be kept alive. Yudhishthir, Nakul, Sahadev of the ladies, and everybody is saying he should be kept alive. So for Prabhupada saying here, for all practical purposes, he should be kept alive. But there should be something called a Brahmana's death.
What is the death of a Brahman, a real Brahman? You insult him. Now at least seeing myself, the way this world treats me, I don't feel insulted at all. Honestly. Our Niti Shastra has a story of four daughters married to four sons-in-law. Or son-in-laws rather. And for the first Diwali festival, they all come. And Sasurji and Sasji, they are thinking, how do we serve them? So all 4 days of Diwali, it is like a lavish feast. 7 days happen after Diwali. And Sas and Sasur are buzzing in each other's ears. When are they going? I mean, they came for the first 4 days of Diwali. Now it is 7 more days. And they are all, four of them are accustomed to royal feast 3 times a day, hot breakfast, hot lunch, hot supper. So the father-in-law says, okay. The next day he doesn't send a servant to invite them. And the first one says, this is an insult. This is an insult. You are coming with me right away. They leave. The other three feel, invite nahi kiya to kya ho gaya? Breakfast to hai na. So 2 more days they are eating breakfast. No invitation now, no servant. One morning they find breakfast mein kya hai? To kal ka rice ko aise hi chok mar ke serve kiya hai. So 2 son-in-laws say to their wives, your parents are insulting. Hum log nikal rahe. The fourth one, he says, kya fark padta hai? Garam to rice hai, waise kal ka hai, kya fark padta hai? So he stays for 4 more days. Now, ek to invitation nahi hai. Servant is not coming to invite him for breakfast. Breakfast also is no longer hot. Lunch mein 5 items ke pehle khali 2 items, rice and dal. जो दोपहर का लंच का आइटम है वही शाम को मिलता है, वही दाल अगर बच गया तो वही गर्म करके नेक्स्ट डे मिलता है. फाइनली द फादर इन लॉ सेंड्स अ सर्वेंट विथ ए स्टाउट स्टिक एंड स्टार्ट बीटिंग हिम अप एंड सेज व्हाट हैपेंड ही सेज गेट आउट यू रास्कल ही सेज यू कुड हैव टोल्ड मी यू नो आई वाज प्लानिंग टू गो एनीवे. यू मे से ओ नाइस स्टोरी, व्हाट इज द पर्पोर्ट? The purport is, when sadhu vritti people, really intelligent people come in this world, and they see the first insult, they come to the conclusion, this is not a place for us. We need to leave. The second category are those for whom there is some bit of an insult, then they decide to leave. In Kali Yuga, you know what I mean. We are all of the fourth category. Unless we are beaten black and blue and everything fails and we are so frustrated and then we read the Shastra and say, this is not your home anyway. Oh, really? Okay, all right. Then where am I supposed to go? Godhead? All right, I'll chant Hare Krishna. Okay. So, as they say in Kali Yuga, batti jalne mein time lagta hai. So, this is the last point of our discussion here, that contradictory orders of different persons are impossible to carry out. We will get some kind of impossible to carry out orders. What are we supposed to do? Pray to Krishna for intelligence. Arjuna already had that. With his sharp intelligence, he separated the jewel from the head of Ashwatthama. This is as good as cutting off his head. Very clearly it is said. The point is that he should be put in such a way that he cannot do anything again. And there is no history of Ashwatthama carrying out any atrocities after that. That jewel cut off from his body, he completely lost his luster. All his kshatra teja, the prowess of a warrior was finished.
So, as I told you that we'll have some discussion on marathon. Mukundmala Prabhu, I'd like to invite him. Is he here, Mukundmala Prabhu? Oh, okay. Yeah. So, he will be presenting a regular report about the marathon activities. In our congregation, there is a devotee, very dedicated in book distribution. I see him in action almost every day. For reasons of humility, he prefers to remain anonymous. I said, all right, I won't take your name. It may come up, I don't know. But in our discussion, he is a very thoughtful person. So I said, in your book distribution efforts in India, what are your realizations? So he said, well, one realization is, there are four kinds of pious Indians who don't take books. I said, really? The Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam, four who come to me, four who don't come to me. So here are the four pious, we are all Indians, so we can bit of laugh at each other. But just see if there is a reality element here. It could be, it may not be also in your experience. First is the Jnani. So while you are giving a Bhagavad Gita on the streets or railway station or table or whatever, the Jnani says, I already know your philosophy. I come to the temple every day. I already have the Bhagavad Gita as it is at my home. In fact, my whole family is devotees. Except me. And for the Jnani type, then there is a Brahmastra. Anybody knows what the Brahmastra is? I am a life member. So he says, so what? Or I am a life member. Nani, you come to the temple, you take part in Bhagavatam class. Or I am a life member. That means, iti kartavyata. That is the be all and end all of my spiritual life. So after Jnani comes the Jigyasu variety. Pious Indians who don't take books. The Jigyasu has thousands of questions. Sometimes the questions are of, oh, Vaikuntha Lok mein menu kya hota hai? Or what kind of clothes they wear? All the seasons happen there. Or so many thousands of questions. After 1 hour, when you say that, sir, I have to take these books and to distribute them, are you interested in buying a copy? I said, no, absolutely not. I thought that you are just a good conversation specialist, so I thought I'll talk with you. The third impious Indian variety, you don't take books, Artharthi. They are most interested. They are so interested in our attire, our festivals, our temples, and the moment you say, could you give a small donation? I mean, it's a small book, 20 rupees. Could you give a small donation? Then you find, where did he go? Instant disappearance. The moment you bring the topic of donation, disappeared. Artha, the last one. Remember, pious Indian variety, you don't take books. We saw Jnani, Jigyasu, Arthardi. The Artha is always in a hurry. They have to deal with a million issues. It is almost like the man has been attacked by a whole beehive. Not just one bee, but a whole beehive. And no time, no money. I'm just disturbed. And just like you see, if you go to the Himalayas, you'll find there's a big rock. And the Ganga Devi flows like that. And she nicely makes a left turn and goes around that rock. So whatever you way you preach to the Artha, like the river, he will make his way through and go away. So I thank him for these distilled experiences of book distribution in India. It's not meant to discourage you, just to make you understand there are some challenges outside. The last thing I learned from this dear friend, book distributor, champion of mine is, one day I asked him, how is the book distribution going on? He said, you won't believe how people are thanking me. I said, what do you mean by that? He says, till now, almost 30 people have thanked me profusely. I mean, in my job, at my job, at home, in the temple also, people don't thank me so much. I said, really? He said, when I offer a book, would you like a book, sir? No, thank you. So sometimes book distribution means getting tons of thank yous from people. But as we say, book distribution is a thankless task. So we don't mind their thank yous. We will surely endeavor for the pleasure of Prabhupada to distribute books. Now, what is the special goal for Radha Gopinath community? 1994, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj made it very clear. He said, for us, we have the temple brahmacharis and the congregation grihasthas. The brahmachari's job is to be enthusing them. The thinking part has to be done in the temple itself. The logistical part, the laying out of the plan. Grihasthas may or may not have the time or the inclination to do these things, but they need to be encouraged. So, our aim for a Prabhupada marathon is, I am repeating the exact words of Maharaj, 20 years down the lane, like today is 2021, so 2041, those who participated in this marathon should feel, we are so happy that we were allowed to take part. So we are not after the numbers. The numbers are important. But critical part is, as one, our community comes together as one. And enthusiastically. So if you say that, near my area there is something, and we can explore that as an opportunity, please bring your suggestions to Mukund Mala Prabhu. This marathon, he is taking full charge of all the suggestions, creativity, everything. So it's not just my marathon or your marathon. Our job is to see that you are sufficiently encouraged, not pressurized. It's a family project. Like Prabhupada's book distribution effort is described by Vaisheshika Prabhu as our family business. There's a book by that. Some of you might have seen it. This is our family business. So whether you distribute one Gita in a day, one Gita in a week, or one Gita in a month, or you just help carry books for someone, no effort is larger than the project and nothing is lesser. Remember, we are here for the experience that we all came together. And our job is to see that all of you are enthused and encouraged. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Marathon ki, Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. So now I'll request Mukund Mala Prabhu to give this week's updates on the marathon. Would you like to sit?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shyamandru, for this session. So, we have some updates from our book, Go Down, downstairs near the shoe stall. So, they have said, total number of books that have gone out so far, we are on 5th of December now, 20,000 books have gone outside. So, this includes books taken by our devotees, congregation devotees, satellite centers like Nigdi, Baramati, Parbhani, Aurangabad, together, all put together, 20,000. We are also having this Tula Bar, you can see here behind near Prabhupada. So Tula Bar, anyone can sit on it, get their weight, according to their weight, you can get the number of copies of the Gita and that can be distributed. Either you can personally distribute or you can give it to the temple and the temple devotees will distribute. Shastradan is also another option. People, those who cannot personally go and distribute books, they support the project by donating their money and that books, those books will go for distribution in rural villages, schools and colleges where people cannot afford. So that is one thing. So far, books worth 1500 books ka amount has come. So that is another thing. Anyone who is donating books, more than 100 books, 100 or more, some devotees here in the temple, they go to their homes and recite the entire Gita as a reciprocation. So, in case you are interested, you can also enroll for that. Bus party. Some of our brahmacharis have gone to Chiploon, Ratnagiri, Konkan area. There they have set up a stall, go to villages, room, house to house, shop to shop, and they are distributing approximately 130 books every day. Mahavir books. So that is also going on nicely. Anyone who wants to join a couple of days in a week or a month, this will be going on throughout the entire month. But if anyone wants to join, take out a break for 3 or 4 days, they can join. You can stay there and participate in this distribution. Then online sale is also picking up. We have this website, HareKrishnaBooks.com and WisdomBooks.com. So especially during this COVID times, people are not venturing out. So these sales are also nicely going on. And even on Shastradhan is also there. That option is also available online. So in this way, our Vani Priya Mataji from Mira Road, she's doing it quite vigorously online, Shastradhan. And they are creating their own videos, own audio files and own skits and distributing in WhatsApp groups, and people are getting inspired to donate for this cause. So far, many congregation devotees, Satyanarayan Prabhu, Gopal Krishna Prabhu, Sridhama Saka Prabhu, I think, have taken books from our godown, and they are distributing it in their own local areas of Bombay. So please participate. We will keep giving you regular updates every Sunday how the books are going on. So Shaman Prabhu set a target of 1 lakh for this month. So we will try to reach that number. Although number is not the most important thing, but number is still has some importance. So we will try for that. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.